ABC Radio Australia.
Well, as people across PNG and other parts of the Pacific continue the clean-up from this week's cyclones, new research has been released showing that the ocean warming that contributes to these storms is accelerating. For the first time, climate scientists have succeeded in reconstructing global full-depth ocean temperature changes going all the way back to 1871, soon after carbon emissions ramped up with the Industrial Revolution. The findings, published in the journal Science, support past modelling showing that sea surface temperature and sea level have been incontestably rising over the last several decades. Dr. Steve Rintoul is a fellow with the CSIRO and has decades of experience as an oceanographer. I spoke with him earlier and he started off by telling me exactly why the study's findings are so significant.
This is important because the oceans are the best planetary thermometer we have. It's the best way we have to measure how the Earth's climate is changing. And that's because more than 93% of the extra energy stored by the Earth over the last 50 or 70 years is found in the oceans. The implication of this work is even further confirmation that the planet is warming, and it's warming faster and faster as we go.
So what possible impacts do these findings have on our region in the Pacific? We've seen terrible cyclones this week sweep across several countries, and rising sea levels are always a worry.
A second important implication of the study is not only using the oceans as a thermometer, but recent research has shown many of the impacts of ocean warming. And many of those are particularly relevant to people in the Pacific, because warming of the oceans affects coral bleaching. It affects sea level rise, because as the oceans warm, they expand and the sea level rises. They also affect sea level rise by causing melt of the ice sheets in Antarctica and Greenland. And the input of meltwater increasing sea level from those ice sheets has also accelerated in recent years. And finally, when cyclones or hurricanes pass over warm water, they pick up even more energy and more moisture from the ocean. And when those storm systems hit land, the rainfall is even heavier than it would have been otherwise. And so scientists have now been able to quantify the extra rainfall that was caused by global warming or warming of the oceans for particular storm events and hurricanes.
There have been calculations done showing that the average heating across this 150-year period is equivalent to about 1.5 Hiroshima-sized atomic bombs per second. That's really quite an alarming way to put it, don't you think?
It is. The amount of extra heat energy that the oceans have stored is mind-boggling. It's hard to really get your head around it. The reason that the oceans store so much heat is because water is capable of storing more heat than a gas like the atmosphere. And also because the ocean is big and ocean currents carry the warmer waters down into the interior of the ocean. So if the ocean didn't move at all, if the ocean was static, then the capacity of the ocean to store heat would be pretty limited because you could only warm up the very surface layer of the ocean.
And is it significant that these updated records from the past are a fairly close match with model calculations?
That's important because it gives us more confidence in the models. And the models are what we use to make projections about how climate change is going to unfold in the future. So that's another important aspect of this work, is that it tells us that the models we use to determine what future climate will be like, we can have good confidence in, given that they are the only tool we have to say how climate will change in the future. I think it's further motivation to make some tough choices and take significant action on climate change and its causes.